And we welcome on Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story, joining us live this morning. Dave, happy Tuesday to you. And I feel like we're now finally settling in to the new campaign, although the DNC is right around the corner. That might throw a whole new wrench in things, right?
Yeah, and it will. We'll be in Chicago next week, and it's going to be a Democrat fest is basically what we can expect, and that will be akin to what the Republicans had in Milwaukee last month, but with a very different flavor in the sense that there's going to be a new candidate there relative to Joe Biden, who was supposed to be there. So expect for it to be, at least in some respects, a pretty bizarre convention, and that Joe Biden is scheduled to speak on Monday instead of Thursday, instead of him going ahead and accepting the nomination of his party and giving a valedictory speech of sorts. It's going to be something where, in essence, he's going to be handing the torch off to Kamala Harris, and she will be the one who will be the standard bearer come Thursday. Of course, she is already the nominee. There was a virtual roll call that took place. The delegates, they assembled virtually and pushed her over the top to become officially the party's nominee. So what we see during the convention week in Chicago is going to be purely ceremonial. But there will be a lot of pomp. There will be a lot of circumstance. And there will definitely be four full days of Democrats talking about Democrats and very much aiming their vitriol at Donald Trump. You can expect a whole lot of that, too.
And all that convention stuff usually leads to a boost in the polls, right?
It does. That can be fleeting, though, and I think we've seen that throughout history, is that they, and you know, when you have the spotlight on you and the spotlight is not on the other guy or the other party, then that's going to be helpful in the moment, but things have a way of just going the way that they're going to go, and I don't know if the convention is going to have that much effect in the discourse or the poll numbers, frankly, come after Labor Day. So Donald Trump and Kamala Harris will have plenty to say after that, and we're going to have at least one and potentially two or three debates that are going to be scheduled for September or October. So there will be a number of events, Brian, that will likely supersede the convention. But that's not to take away from the significance of the convention in the moment, because if there is one thing that conventions can do, it can be a galvanizing event and an energizing event for a party's base. We did see that with the Republicans last month, and I think we're going to see that with the Democrats for their own party come next week.
It is kind of interesting to watch both of these campaigns, because Kamala Harris, Donald Trump running very different campaigns. You have Harris, who's kind of riding that wave of momentum right now, giving a lot of speeches, not doing any interviews, no open press conferences, not taking questions, just sticking to a message and giving it to a bunch of supporters. And then on the other hand, you have Donald Trump, who maybe the people around him wish that he was doing what Kamala Harris is doing. Instead, no, he's giving a lot of interviews to people both friendly and not so friendly, news conferences that last over an hour. He's taking all the questions that anybody could ever ask. What do you make of stark contrast between the two?
Yeah, and, you know, these things ebb and flow depending on where you're at in the campaign. So the Harris campaign was criticizing Donald Trump for hiding away and not doing anything at all and being off the campaign trail. And Donald Trump responded by doing a wide-ranging and wild and woolly press conference in front of a whole bunch of reporters. And you said it, you know, there's a double-edged sword to Donald Trump or Kamala Harris taking either approach. For Donald Trump, it's obviously something where he's very much back in the public view right now. He did that press conference, and there were a lot of his supporters who thought it was cringy at times and wonderful at others. And Donald Trump just last night did what was a pretty high-profile interview with Elon Musk on his social media platform, X, which had its own problems. It was very glitchy. It started 40 minutes late. It was definitely a PR exercise, not a journalistic exercise, but something that when I logged on, there were 1.2 million people listening simultaneously. So that's not nothing. And Kamala Harris, on the other hand, yeah, absolutely. You know, she's been very, very much in control mode, and she's having rallies. They have generated significant crowds. She's named her vice presidential candidate, but the criticism with her is that she's not doing interviews, or she's not definitely, you know, doing the same thing as Donald Trump. Let's remember that Donald Trump went to a National Association of Black Journalists event. Again, it was very controversial, but it was very high profile and something where he was getting questions from all angles about a variety of topics, and what I think would be fairly characterized as, you know, not friendly territory. So expect to see more of that, and expect for that to change. And again, ebb and flow as the campaign goes on.
A lot of people don't really know what Kamala Harris's position is on almost anything, right? And maybe it's because of this, but it's just kind of because of track record, too. You know, you're the vice president. Are you a continuation of the current administration? Are you something different, a fresh? There's a lot of unanswered questions. I guess my question to you, Dave, is does she need to answer these questions to win an election in November?
No, she will answer the questions because she'll have to. And I think we do know a lot about what she stands for, and that's what Joe Biden has stand for. This has been the Biden-Harris administration. It continues to be the Biden-Harris administration, and there's been nothing that indicates that Kamala Harris has had any significant departure from what Joe Biden believes to be true, but that may happen. And we've seen little indications that there may be some small breaks going forward. I think the issue of what should happen in Gaza between Israel and its war on Hamas, there may be a little bit of a schism between what Joe Biden's doctrine, if you will, would be and what Kamala Harris would want going forward. She's definitely been more critical, even in the past couple of weeks, of Israel than Joe Biden has. So expect to see as the campaign marches on, and we are under 90 days right now until Election Day, that there will be issues, and that could even be on immigration, something she's been heavily criticized for, that she's going to have to get more aggressive because of really sort of the withering criticisms that have been lobbed her way, both internally and externally, with supporters and enemies alike.
All right, Dave, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Dave Leventhal, editor-in-chief of Raw Story, joining us live with a look at the campaign, and he'll be at the DNC next week, which all Democrats are gearing up for.